الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله وصفيه من خلقه وحبيبه، عليك أفضل الصلاة والسلام يا سيدي يا رسول الله. أما بعد، dear brothers and sisters, today inshallah we will touch on one of the behaviors that Muslims and non-Muslims are doing, and it's very important that we understand from a Muslim's perspective how to behave and how to act in this. The behavior that we are going to touch on today inshallah is argument. When you have an argument in a discussion, a difference of opinion, how do you tackle and handle such an argument? Are there any Muslim principles there? What do we have to do? And see the example that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in Quran, and how the others, scholars, and Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam do. To tackle this, actually, it's a big issue, but we're going to touch on some of the most important points. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala emphasis and highlight a very important word in Quran. When you have a debate, an argument, every time the non-Muslims said that we are going to get so and so, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking them, قُلْ هَاتُوا بُرْهَانَكُمْ, give me your evidence. It's very important. Whatever I say, whatever I do, I have to have an evidence. Based on what? Based on what? As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in Surah Al-Baqarah, أَنْ يَدْخُلَ الْجَنَّةَ إِلَّا مَنْ كَانَ هُودًا أَوْ نَصَارًا قُلْ هَاتُوا بُرْهَانَكُمْ في Surah Al-Baqarah. Give me your evidence. And that gives us the first thing when you have an argument, when you have a debate, when you have this type of conflict of opinions, what to do? Ask for the evidence. What to prove, whatever you're saying. Because that's the main thing, actually. That whatever I say, or whatever the others are saying, telling you, that you have to have an evidence. And Allah told us, when you have that argument, keep in mind something. The objective is that you have to keep in mind that you want to prove your point. However, you have to check that the way you are proving your point is still within the principles of Islam. Don't get this argument and discussion personally. And always do not criticize the other. Because your point is that you want to invite someone to something you believe. Explain to him what you believe. You don't have to criticize him or to offend him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us a good example. The debate which goes in between Fir'aun and Prophet Musa alayhi salam. If you look at that discussion, it's never that Fir'aun tried to convince Prophet Musa alayhi salam. It's always that Fir'aun is trying to minimize and undermine Prophet Musa. In Surah Al-Zukhruf, he said, قَالَ إِنَّهُمْ أَهِينَ وَهَذَا الَّذِي يُبِينَ. That means he is minor. He is nothing. That's what he said about Prophet Musa. وَإِنِّي لَأَظُنُّهُ كَاذِبًا. I think that he is lying. He never comes with anything from his point of view, but he's offending the others, minimizing whatever they are saying. In Islam, it's the other way around. I have to tell you my point, invite you to what I believe, and I don't criticize what you say. Whatever you said, whatever who is your God, whatever you said, it's what you believe. I don't criticize it. But I tell you what I believe, and I invite you to what I believe. And that is the main point. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in Quran, إِنَّ وَإِيَّاكُمْ لَعَلَى هُدَىٰ أَوْ فِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. Either we are on the right path, or we are all in the wrong path. قُلْ إِنَّمَا إِلَهُكُمْ وَإِلَهُ وَاحِدٍ. That means we have the same God, whether you believe it or not. So that's the main point. The point is that you have to invite the others to what you believe. And we have to emphasize on that point. وَجَدِلْهُمْ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ. ادعو Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, ادعو لسبيل ربك بالحكمة والموعظة الحسنة وجادلهم بالتي هي أحسن. I mean, you invite the people with wisdom and argue them with what? وَجَادِلْهُمْ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ. Nicely. Very nicely. Whether they have a different opinion. Yes, they have. Because the best people for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who believe in Allah. Who believe in Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in Alat Surah Al-Imran, Al-Imran, إِنَّ أَوْلَى النَّاسِ بِإِبْرَاهِيمِ لَلَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُونَ. The best people for Ibrahim who follow Ibrahim. وَهَذَا النَّبِيِّ, this Prophet Muhammad, and this Prophet. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, and those people believe him. And then what? وَاللَّهُ وَلِيِّ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah وَلِيِّ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. الْوَلِي, who is the one that you follow. You follow. الْوَلِي, the one that you follow. So you give him, give you the instruction, you give him the fatwa, and you follow. That's الْوَلِي. وَاللَّهُ وَلِيِّ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. So when you do that, in the argument, your point is, you have to be, and don't forget this, you are the wali of the mu'min. Wali in the land. That means you take Allah as your wali. Don't get to the mistake where you try just to prove that you are right. That's not the Muslim's point of view when argument comes. And there is a very important point. You see the scholars, between the scholars, they have different opinions. And let's see how big is the difference. And what they say about each other, subhanAllah. Just an example. Al-Imam Shafi'i, school of Shafi'i, said that when you pray, if you are the ma'moom, you are praying to the Imam, you must read Al-Fatiha. Surah Al-Fatiha, you must. So the Imam read it, and you have to read it. And if you don't read it, la salata lak. Your salah is not valid. Very clear. That's Imam al-Shafi'i. And that's upon hadith. It's very clear. And Imam Abu Hanifa is exactly the other side of the spectrum. He said that you don't have to read it, only the Imam. And he has his own hadith. It's also confirmed. وَصَلَاتُهُ لَهُ. That means that the Imam is enough to read it instead of the Imamun. Totally different opinion. This is clear. Now see, what's the Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Shafi'i, told about Imam Abu Hanifa. He said, نَحْنُ عِيَالِ Imam Abu Hanifa. عِيَالِ عَالَ عَلَيْهِ. That means we are not. He is hugely knowledgeable. SubhanAllah. And he has a totally different opinion. However, the main point is that الْخِلَافِ فَالرَّأْ لَا يُفْضِلْ لِلْوَدِّ قَضِيًا. That means difference of opinion never ever affect the love. The friendship. Because our love is in Allah. Al-hubb billah. Al-hubb billah. We love each other in Allah. And that's why when we love each other in Allah, waliyun Allah. This is the one that we follow. Whether we have a different opinions, whether we have the same opinion. And that's why the main point that we come, and the school has proved that in action. So whatever we have a different opinion, he said, نحن عيال على الإمام أبو حنيفة. That means you are عالة. عالة, that means you are almost nothing compared to his knowledge, subhanAllah. And this is the Imam Shafi'i. And they have totally different, they have a lot of different opinions on this one. However, these scholars, because they understand that, they never criticize each other. Another example. Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام in one of the غزوات fighting with the non-Muslims. He wants to actually to urge each and everyone. He said, "La salat al-asr." It was the time for salat al-asr, and he said, "Don't pray unless we are there." That means after fighting them. That means the time of asr will pass. That's during fighting in Medina. And what happened? Some of the Sahaba who heard this from Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, prayed asr before they go there. Did Prophet Muhammad ﷺ criticize them? No. He saw them. He saw them actually doing that. Some of the Sahaba follow exactly the word as Prophet Muhammad ﷺ said. Some of them, they said, no, we will pray. Did he criticize them? No. Because the main point is that it's not a critical thing. The point from Prophet Muhammad ﷺ is to urge everyone to stand and concentrate in one thing. But doing this is not going to let them concentrate. And they have fight, and they have won the war.
Because they are still ala qalb rajul wahid. That means they still believe and follow Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. And that's why any argument, any difference of opinion beside us, among us, is not that critical. Keep in mind something very important. Even among different groups of Muslims that we still consider them as Muslims, yes, we have different opinions, even with us and Shia, you know all of that story. But all ulama agree on one thing. We always have different opinions in Sharia, not in Aqidah. Why? Because we still believe one God, Allah. We still read the same Mus'haf. No changes. Even we have different interpretation. Yes, but we still have. And that's why they said we have different opinions in Sharia, jurisdiction. But we don't have differences in Aqidah. It's the same Allah. It's the same book that we follow. And that's the beauty of Islam. We're still the same one. And don't get to these different opinions that we are fighting for each other just to prove that I'm right and you're wrong. And that's totally wrong. Because the approach itself, Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, always warned us from this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, تَخْتَلِفُوا وَيَذْهَبَ رِيحُكُمْ. That means when you are actually having different opinions and you are fighting just to prove that I am right and you are wrong, تَذْهَبَ رِيحُكُمْ. You are going to be too weak. And that's the point. During Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, a man came into Umar radiallahu anhu, asked the question. And Umar radiallahu anhu, he is Umar. He gave him an answer. And he went to Abdullah ibn Abbas, give him a totally different answer. Did they fight? No. And ulama told us, actually always told us, each and every alim or a school, when he gets to a conclusion, he's doing his best. He's doing his best. Whether his best is right or wrong, he actually gets the thawab. And that's the beauty of it. So if a scholar got in, done his best, done the research, come to a fatwa, if the fatwa is right, he gets two thawab. The thawab of the effort and the thawab is that the fatwa is right. If the fatwa is wrong, he gets one thawab because he's done his best. So he's still a winner. So he's not a loser. Even if he don't believe that he is right, he still got actually one thawab because he has done his best. And that told us, actually, he's telling us that whether he is right or wrong, you have to respect him. He's not an enemy. And that's the beauty of Islam. That's the main behavior of Islam. When you ever have a difference of opinion, we're still on the same religion. We still have to stand beside and behind each other. That's the main value of Islam. That's the main value of Islam. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على النبي المصطفى. اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد. Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام told us a very nice hadith. And I personally believe it's the golden rule in argument. This hadith has three big advices. And I will share the meaning with you because we really need to understand it. It's very, very important. What did he say? أنا زعيم بيت في ربض الجنة. أنا زعيم بيت في ربض الجنة لمن ترك المراء ولو كان محقا. وبيت في وسط الجنة لمن ترك الكذب ولو كان مادحا. وبيت في أعلى الجنة بحسن الخلق. Let's take the first part because that's what's related to us. أنا زعيم بيت في ربض الجنة. I'm a leader, a manager, owner of a place in ربض الجنة. ربض الجنة, that means around الجنة, beside الجنة, around it. لمن ترك المراء, المراء arguing to the point that you forgot that you want to send the message. No, you want to prove you are right, and that's where Shaitan comes in. Once you feel it, once you try to prove that you are right, you lost the point. Because the point is, you've told whoever that you want to tell him about something. You prove it. This is it. Don't try to prove that you win, because that's shaitan. It doesn't matter who wins and who loses. That's mirah. You come to the point where it's mirah, and that's Prophet Muhammad والسلام, warned us from this mirah. You tell your point, you tell the proof, stop at this point. أنا زعيم بيت في روض الجنة لمن ترك المراء ولو كان محقا. Even if you are right. ولو كان محقا. So even if you are right, when it comes to the point that you want to try to prove something, whoever you are arguing with, he doesn't believe that you are right. And now you are trying to prove it more, just to win the argument, you lost it. If that's مراء. You just say, tell the proof, full stop. One of the scholars actually asked him, and a lot of the scholars actually, you know, that people sometimes argue with them. And he told him, what if it happened to you? And he said something funny. He said, if he started to say, I'll ask him, what about this air condition? Is it nice air condition, or can we find something else? He said, just totally change the subject. Ask about anything else. Change the subject. Just change it. Stop the argument. Because that, you know, get to the point where it's wrong now. So that's Prophet Muhammad told us. And that's a golden hadith, a key point in the behavior of argument. You just tell your point, tell the evidence, and full stop. Whoever is in front of you, whether he believes it, or maybe he has a different point of view and he has his own evidence, okay. This is yours, this is his, and full stop. Don't try to make it that mine is better than yours, or mine is more right than yours, and this is that comes to be for personal. It comes to be hawa. Hawa nafs. That's shaitan when it comes in. Even if you are right. So even if you have the Quran, if you have the hadith, and if you have all the evidence. But don't limit or exceed that red line. You tell your point, you tell the evidence, and folks stop. And this is the behavior of a Muslim. Because the point is, إن أول الناس بإبراهيم الذين تبعوا. Because they have been arguing that Ibrahim has been, he's Christian and he's Jewish. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him, no. إن أول الناس بإبراهيم الذين تبعوا. Follow him properly. وهذا النبي and this prophet. والذين آمنوا. والله ولي المؤمنين. So that's the message. Because that's what you are trying to prove. And beyond this point, it's a mirage. The rest of the hadith, just to complete it, وزعيم بيت في وسط الجنة لمن ترك الكذبة ولو كان مادحا. And I'm the owner and manager of a place in the middle of Jannah. Whoever leaves lying, even if he's joking, even if it's a lie. And a good example of this, jokes. Because jokes, most of them are lying. So if you listen to a joke, just don't spread it, because it's a lie. Unless it's a fact, that's something different. But don't lie, even if it's a lie. وَلَوْ كَانَ مَدَحًا. So even if you mean actually, to, and that's why even Prophet Muhammad, sometimes he does something for laughter, but it's always a fact. And a good example of this, his own aunt came to him, and she was a very old lady. And she asked him, am I going to go to Jannah? Am I going to go to Jannah? He said, no. لا يدخل الجنة إلا إيه الشباب. Those young people. And she went, she was crying. She was crying. And she didn't get the point, because in the day of Jannah, inshallah, when you go in, you're going to be in therapy. So that's what he meant. He didn't mean that you are not going to go. He meant that you are going to be younger than this age, because she was very old. That's the point. So even when Prophet Muhammad means a joke, he actually, it's true. He's still telling a fact. And that's the behavior that we should follow. And the last part of the hadith, وَزَعِيمُ بَيْتٍ فِي أَعْلَى الْجَنَّةِ. I'm the owner, the manager of a house in the top of Jannah. Because as you know, Jannah is levels, different levels. To those people who have khuluq, principles, good behavior, very polite people, talking nicely, select the words, be very, very cautious with the words. Smile in the face of each other. حسن الخلق. Those people have that level of reward. And we want to be from these people. Brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us these facts in Quran. The more you have that confidence, the more you will be very, very calm.
And I still remember something, a very interesting thing that happened actually, I don't know, 10 years or 5 years ago. You know, scholar Al-Ghazali, who was the young Ghazali, rahmatullahi, he passed away as well. One of the writers, Egyptian writers, he had some stories, which actually ulama said that it's forbidden, what he mentioned. It's forbidden. I don't want to mention the story or the man himself, because maybe he's not. This man, the writer, had a very good relation with Sheikh Ghazali. And there was a lot of discussion between them. And this writer had been accused that he's kafir, because he wrote these stories. And Sheikh Ghazali had been actually blamed, how come you have that relation with this man? And in his argument, when he replies about this question, he was very smart. He said something very interesting. He said, yes, he wrote this story. And yes, he said, I have wrote that this story should be pulled out of the market because it doesn't say anything which is wrongly from a Muslim's point of view. However, and then he asked it, said, have you listened to this man when he said, I'm actually very sick and I can't be fasting in Ramadan? He said, when someone tells you that, what does that mean? He means he's still a Muslim. He still believes that fasting is mandatory. And he, because he's admitting he is sick and he's not going to be able to do fasting, is that a kafir? That's his point. It's a very clever point. He said, whatever he said, this, yeah, he has done a mistake, yes. But what he said proves he is a Muslim. You can't just throw this, he is kafir, just simply like this. And it's the most important thing that when you have an argument, don't throw the word kafir on the others, because it's actually very critical. Because if he's not, then it comes back, bounce back to you. The then it comes back to you. And that's why, unless you're absolutely sure that someone is kafir, just don't say it about him or her. Never. And try to be subjective in that discussions and arguments. Don't get into personal. Never ever take it personal. Don't get the example of Fir'aun, because he said, مَهَذَا الَّذِي مَهِينَ. Maheen, that means he's minor, he's nothing. Now it gets impersonal. And that's the example that Allah don't want to do that. That's the bad example we shouldn't follow. Allah gave us that bad example in the story to highlight the point. That's not the type of argument from Muslims' perspective that you want to do. We have to keep subjective. That's my opinion, that's your opinion. And that's all the ulama agree on this one. I hope, inshallah, we can take the value of Muslims' argument and highlight this behavior among us. Because we have lots and lots of different opinions, shouting at each other. But we have to keep the principles of Muslims, because if we don't redirect these values, it's going to die. But that's the values of Muslims, actually. We never ever have these fighting each other just because we have different opinions. اللهم إني أستغفرك ذنبي لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين ربنا تقبل منا صلاتنا ودعاءنا يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم يسر علينا قراءة القرآن وحفظه وتدبره على الوجه الذي يرضيك اللهم يسر علينا قراءة القرآن وحفظه وتدبره على الوجه الذي يرضيك اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا يا رب العالمين اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك بفضلك وكرمك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم إني أستغفرك ذنبي لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم واستغفروه يغفر لكم وأقم الصلاة